The head of the Commonwealth, Queen Elizabeth of Britain, has signed a charter calling for an end to discrimination across the 54 member nations at a reception in London. The historic charter, signed at the presence of the Duke of Edinburgh and special Commonwealth guests from across the globe, captures the core values and aspirations of the Committee of Nations. The charter, in the view of the Queen, represents a significant milestone as the Commonwealth continues its journey of development and renewal. She had earlier missed the unique ceremony marking this year's Commonwealth Day on health grounds. Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gacy witnessed the annual service at Westminster Abbey and brings you this report.
For the first time in the Commonwealth's 54-year history, all of the heads of government belonging to the organization have agreed to adopt the Commonwealth Charter, thus making this year's commemoration a special one. It also implies that the Commonwealth now has a single document which sets out basic values that the people of the Commonwealth believe in and which they expect their governments to support and protect. Represented at a short but colourful ceremony at the Abbey by her 91-year-old husband, Prince Philip, with Commonwealth ambassadors or high commissioners from around the world in attendance and with heavy security presence. In a pre-recorded message, the Queen, who heads the Commonwealth, an association of countries, almost all of which were once under British rule, beckoned member countries to strive together by observing the shared values so as to create a better future that will be beneficial for all, especially the vulnerable.
Our shared values of peace, democracy, development, justice and human rights, which are found in our new Commonwealth Charter, mean that we can place special emphasis on including everyone in this goal, especially those who are vulnerable. I am reminded of the adage, nothing ventured, nothing gained. As we reflect on how the Commonwealth theme applies to us individually, let us think about what can be gained with a bold heart, dedication, and teamwork. And let us bear in mind the great opportunity that is offered by the Commonwealth of joining with others, stronger together, for the common good.
With simple but meaningful messages, renowned personalities like Paul John Agard, entrepreneur Sir Richard Branson, Commonwealth Secretary General Kamalesh Sharma, and Rivers State Governor Rotimi Amachi of Nigeria all emphasized talent nurturing, hard work and efficiency as ways to gaining lifelong opportunities for better living. The observance could not have been better with a blend of culture, colour and art all in display at the place of British coronations since 1066, also referred to as House of God and House of Kings. Of the member countries of the Commonwealth moved through the Abbey, it was accompanied by dramas of the Commonwealth Renaissance, all depicting the Commonwealth's rich diversity of cultures and faith throughout the world. Rosemary Gacy, Westminster Abbey, London.